If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Break in here. There's a breaking story going on out of, is this New York, Tommy?
Yes, it is. Spectacular pictures coming out of New York City right now. It looks like, and we're getting initial reports, that it looks like a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
And very slow day for you, I'm told, here at WTN.
Mary, can I interrupt you? We have to get back to the situation in New York. It now looks like the other tower has been hit, Midway and O'Hare. In fact, all the airports in the Chicago area have been shut down. Now there is also a report that they're going to shut down the entire air traffic system across the country, closing all the airports as a precaution.
It's Tom Peterson. Was that the story, Tom Peterson? You were news director, I believe, at that time.
I guess that was the big story. Yeah, I think of all the things that there was another story, though. Remember the flooding of downtown Chicago? You remember that?
Yes. Yes, in fact, it's interesting because if you live in Chicago, it was bad enough. But on national news, it was as if the whole city flooded. I mean, we received phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, we received phone calls from our relatives in whatever city they were in saying, oh, my gosh, are you flooded out? And, we're 15 miles from there.
Yeah, I know. And geez, everybody going, well, it must have floated out into Lake Michigan. No, we're still here, Hey, Steve, how's my favorite pet reporter?
I would not be. For 25 years I've been here at this radio station. I don't know if it would have been 25 minutes if it was not for you, Tom Peterson. So I've thanked you before publicly. I'm happy to do it again. And in fact, I would love for you, if you remember, if not, I'll tell it, to tell that story.
Sure, you tell it. You tell it better than I do, I think.
No, I was on the radio with Bob Collins, and I want to talk about Uncle Bobby in a moment. And he'd have me on periodically talking about anything that had to do with dogs.
He loved dogs.
Yep. Booger, that was his dog, right?
Yeah, Booger.
Yep. So I was talking about holiday gifts for dogs, or as I say, howliday gifts. And I brought in squeaky toys, and at that point, there was a new line of toys that made noises. So there was a duck toy that went quack, quack, so it sounded like a duck. And I thought, okay, that'll work on the radio. And Uncle Bobby usually kept a guest on for, what, 5, 7, 8 minutes maybe? And he kept me on for an hour.
Right.
And then there was a meeting with our program director, Mary June Rose, at that time, who said, I have wanted to do specialty programs. Let's talk about the possibilities. Now, I wasn't at this meeting, so I really need you for this part, but you've told me that you brought up, didn't you listen this morning? How about that guy?
And I said, you talk about specialty programming or niche programming. That's it. And I said, what better program than everybody's got a pet? This is perfect,
Yeah, and here I am. 25 years later, but it was you, Bobby, Uncle Bobby, who gave me the opportunity, and you who brought that up. One thing about Bob Collins, though, is he covered everything on his radio show. Some crazy, wacky story that only Uncle Bobby can talk about and tell that he could, a great storyteller, or whether it be a hard news story. He had the capability to do it all, but yet he never acted. He was very smart, but he never acted it.
No. He really wanted to be Uncle Bobby to you, People would call it, everybody called him Uncle Bobby because they thought he was a relative. He came into their homes and he was part of the family, and there's no question about that.
Yeah, and you felt that way, and that is why I think it hit us so hard. Can you talk about the day, and this story I'm going to make you tell, because I'm sure you can do better than I.
Well, it probably was the toughest day I ever spent broadcasting because we had heard the report of a plane crash, and I personally knew that he had been flying that day. He had gone out for a flight up the lakeshore to lunch with a friend of his, and the plane crash came in. We started. I was home by that time, and I called the station, and they said, "We're not sure, but we think this might be Bob." And we waited. It was the longest afternoon of my life because you couldn't really say anything until you got the official word. We didn't want to have the official word, but we all kind of knew what was going to happen. And when we finally got it, it was just incredible. So hard to believe. Here was a guy who just a couple hours before I had seen in the hallway leaving to go for his flight for lunch. And he, hey, how you doing? See you. Have a good day and all that. And walked out the door. And I said, all right, great. And never saw him again. And it just was so traumatic to have somebody that so many people knew and loved. And as a coworker, respected him. He was one of those individuals in broadcasting that you'll never forget. And he could do anything. And he was really, and a nice guy. I mean, down to earth and fun to be with. Bob Collins was one of those great entertainers, and that's really what he was. He was an entertainer, and he was an informer, and he did a good job of both. And so it was a tough day. And Spike says the same thing that next morning when he had to do the show. That was probably, I give Spike a lot of credit because I don't know if I could have gotten through that show, doing Bob's show for him, after he was in the crash. I just, it was tough. It really was.
And we'll talk with Spike in about 15 minutes or so. What made it, I think, even tougher is that Chicago then and now, and maybe in a different way today, Tom, and I want your take on this, we talk about ourselves at times on this radio station. We welcome all of you. And I do right now, 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call, and that's one thing different today. People text, and I've got these texts. I'll read a few. Tom Peterson, what a true artist at his craft. Tom Peterson, I miss his voice on the radio, but his voice sounds the same. I think it does, too.
Really?
Tom, yeah, really. But what I want to talk about when we come back is kind of what I'm leading up to. It's very unique to this radio station, I think. I don't think there's any other like it, literally, in the country, where we become family, you become our family. This radio station truly takes what you say seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so different, and the interaction is so different. You meet people on the street or met people on the street when you were on the radio here. And,
oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I wonder what, I mean, I bet they treated you like family. I also want to hear what Tom Peterson is doing now. And you know what I'm doing. I'm setting up what they call a tease.
And oh, is that right? Wow. What a neat idea.
We'll be right back. It's 1:46 on Tom.
WGN.
Thank you. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN as we travel down memory lane. After 2 o'clock, it's Spike Odell, and then after 2:30, it's a recent memory. Wendy Snyder, one of the most talented women I've ever worked with in radio. Pete, you're on WGN. Hi. Pete disappeared. Well, that can happen, I suppose. I hope you are. Is Tom Peterson still there? Oh, no.
Hello.
What happened? Tom? Oh, this is Pete. Okay.
This is Pete.
Yeah, we had a technical kafluki here. That's the technical term for it.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
I'm familiar with those.
Yes. Well,
I used to build computers.
I am not Tom Peterson, but I can talk to you. What was
Great.
Your comment?
Well, it's a comment, an anecdote, you will, of back before Bob Collins had an official shift. He might not even have been hired by the station yet. It might have been part of the trying him on for size. But he guest hosted on the Wally Phillips show as a substitute. And Wally had set it up with traffic reporters before the day before to feed Bob a fake traffic report for him to keep announcing about a fire out at 1600 East Jackson or something. I mean, it was out in the lake.
Okay.
And Bob very dutifully kept telling everybody to avoid this location because of the fire. and went through the whole show that way. And I, my dad and I were just falling off our chairs laughing.
Because that fire would have been, if it existed, in the lake, literally?
Yeah, in the lake. It was a fake address that would have put it way out near one of the water cribs, probably.
Oh, my goodness. I had not heard that story before. All right.
Well, I thought you would have known about it having...
Oh. Who's here now? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh.
Okay.
Do you run out of quarters or what?
I don't know what's going on, man.
You know, it's the worst nightmare of a talk show host is your telephone goes down.
Well, you know.
And you sit there going, yeah, okay, I guess we'll just hear and talk a little bit. And, you know.
I explained it, you know, in a very technical way that you'd understand. It was called, a kerfunkel or something like that? So that's what it was. That's the technical explanation. So we were talking before you disappeared, or I made you disappear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to know, so at that point in time, were you considered part of people's families in some ways?
Oh, yeah. You know, to this day, I mean, the interesting part, Steve, is I've been gone now for 14 years or something like that. Think of that. That's a long time. And I still have people that will say, you know, I miss all of you. You were part of the family, you know? It was part of my day to have that radio station on. And to this day, they still say, we miss you. You thought it was great. We loved Uncle Bobby. We loved Spike. We loved the girls. I mean, you know, it was the kind of thing that was really a very personal part of a lot of people's lives. And when you messed with it, they didn't like it at all. And they let you know about that, too.
Oh, that's not changed, of course. But you know, I'm looking at the but at other radio stations. I mean, it shows people care, if nothing else. Here's some how wonderful to hear all of these familiar voices. I grew up listening to WGN. My gosh, you have Tom Peterson on the radio? I can't believe it, says someone else in 630.
He's still alive?
Well, what is Tom Peterson doing these days?
Well, he's happily retired, and he's in suburban Chicago, and paying the exorbitant gasoline taxes of Illinois and all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, trying to live with it. Doing fine. I enjoy my days, do a lot of reading, a lot of computer stuff. We try to do some traveling. I have Noodles the dog to walk every day, don't forget.
good for you, and good for Noodles.
My buddy, you know? Yeah, that's good, too. But you got to have an animal in your life. There's no question about it. My wife and I have said that he's part of the family. You talk about a radio station being part of your family, but think of it, your dog is so much a part of it. It's like having a child, you know.
Well, in many ways, that's of course true, and it's good for you. It gets Tom Peterson out and walking and moving and meeting people and all of the rest. And, you know, just petting a dog is good for us. And
it is.
Yeah.
I mean, these therapy dogs that they have at nursing homes and things like that. Well, here we are in our nursing home right here at our house, and we have our old therapy and companion dog right here who's taking care of us, right?
Indeed. We have 1 minute left. If you can offer one memory in a minute or less, what would it be?
Well, I guess it would have to be, again, it's the sad part, but it's also the good parts, things like Cubs games that we used to go to. Spike and I would go a lot. How about Pumpkin Fest, you know?
Yeah.
Think about that.
The
other day I drove by Gobert's and I go, you know, we had more good times over there doing Pumpkin Fest and with Uncle Bobby and Max and Orion and the whole thing. And it was great. We just, those kinds of things, and Taste of Chicago when we did live down there, it was a radio station, I think, unlike any other in the country. We covered those things. We were a part of it. They used to have a slogan that says, WGN is Chicago. And it was. It really was.
Well, I would like to just adjust what you're saying a little bit. I think it still is. It really is.
Tom, I do, too.
Yeah, Tom Peterson, you know I love you. Good to talk to you again. It's been a long time, although Facebook keeps us together. Thank you, Tom.
Steve, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you got hold of me, and I'm happy to report that I'm alive and well. You have yourself a great future career over there, and say hello to everybody for me, will you?
I can do that. I think you just did.
You take care.
Thank you, Tom Peterson.
Bye-bye.